Well, if that's what it is, then it's crazy.
Monica's right. We're talking about getting married here, okay? She can't just rush into this.
Oh, what do you know? You married a lesbian.
Yeah, you could do worse, Monica. He's a really good guy.
You know what you should do? Okay, don't decide now, okay? Just wait till you're in the moment, and whatever you're feeling, that will be your answer.
Yeah, and when Pete gets down on his knee and pulls out that pumpkin-sized diamond ring...
All right, I gotta go. I have to break up with Vince.
Oh, so you're going with the teacher, huh?
Yeah, I like Vince a lot, you know, but Jason is so sensitive, you know? And in the long run, I think sensitive is just, it's better than having just like a really, really, really nice body. Jason, definitely Jason. Okay, wish me luck.
Good luck.
Sorry, I was just imagining what it'd be like to catch the money bouquet.
Excuse me, is Vince here?
Oh, sure. Vince!
Yo!
Wow, I didn't know you guys actually used those.
So what's up?
Wow. This isn't gonna be easy. I don't think we should see each other anymore.
Uh-huh. Good deal.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. It's just that I thought we had something pretty special here. And you know, I felt like you were someone I could finally open up to, and that there's so much in me I haven't shared with you yet.
Oh, my God, I didn't know you were so...
I'm sorry, I can't talk. I'm gonna go write in my journal.
Wait. I'm telling you, if you want to take care of that thing, you should go see my herbal guy.
Thank you, but I want to remove it, Phoebe. I don't want to make it savory.
You know, when girls sleep with guys with weird things on their body, they tell their friends about it.
Give me this.
Hi, okay, don't be mad at me, but I couldn't resist.
Brides magazine?
Yes, and I know that you said you would say no if he asked you, but I'm sorry. How great would you look walking down the aisle in this Donna Karen?
Oh, you so would. Oh, you should get that anyway. Not for clubbing.
It's so weird. I know what I said, but this morning... I was lying in bed. I was imagining what it would be like to say yes. I know it's a little sudden and it's a little rushed and it's totally not like me to do something like this, but that doesn't mean I can't, right? I mean, I'm crazy about Pete. And I know that we want the same things, and when I thought about saying yes, it made me really happy.
Oh, my God. I know. I need more pie.
Hey, Mon, if you do get married, can I bring two guests?
You didn't break up with that fireman?
No, that was my way of telling you. Well, it turns out he's incredibly sensitive. He keeps a journal and he paints. He even showed me charcoal drawings that he drew of me.
Wow.
Yeah, well, he'd prefer watercolors, but, you know, he has easy access to a lot of charcoal.
So then are you going to dump Jason?
Well, yeah, because I have to break up with someone. And okay, so Jason is sensitive, but now so's Vince. Plus, Vince has the body, you know? So it's really just about the math. Jason?
Yeah, come on in.
Oh, Phoebe, you sounded kind of serious on the phone. Is anything wrong?
Nuh-uh.
Hey,
must be Ross.
Hi.
I am Guru Saj.
Listen, I gotta tell you, I've never been to a guru before, so...
Well, relax. If it makes you feel any better, I've attended some of the finest medical schools in Central America. Well then, let's take a look at this skin abnormality of yours. Come on, have a seat. As I suspected. It's a kundis.
What's a kundis?
I don't know. What's a kundis with you? Please, lie down. I've got a salve that ought to shrink that right up.
Well, I guess it's worth a try.
Oh, sure. We should see results. Whoa! Clearly not the way to go!
What? What?
We appear to have angered it.
We angered it?
Oh, I think I see the problem. And I'm afraid we're going to have to use a much stronger tool. Love.
Oh, God.
Ross, often these things are nothing more than just negative energy trying to escape your body. Now, this is not going to come off unless you learn to love it, my friend. So let me hear you say you love the kundis.
I love the kundis.
Ross, there is absolutely no way this is going to come off unless you start to...
Ow!
Oops.
What was that?
Well, it's gone.
How's that?
Got caught in my watch.
Lights? Romantic lights.
Ooh, nice.
So, there was this thing I wanted to talk to you about?
Oh, right. I completely forgot about that.
Well, I've been doing a lot of thinking. And I look at my life.
Yeah?
And I feel like I've conquered the business world. And I feel like I've conquered the intellectual world. And now I have the most beautiful woman in the world.
Wow.
But there's one thing missing.
What's that?
It's time for me to conquer the physical world.
Okay.
Monica, I want to become the ultimate fighting champion.
You want to what?
I want to become the ultimate fighting champion. It's the most intense physical competition in the world. It's banned in 49 states.
What are you talking about?
Okay, my trainer, Hochi, is teaching me a combination of Jeet Kune Do and Brazilian street fighting. I even have my own octagon training ring designed.
And I suppose you used a ring designer for that.
Yeah. Monica, I want you there in the front row when I win. I want you close enough to smell the blood. What do you think?
My parents will be so happy.
Crazy underwear creeping at my butt. Crazy underwear, always in a rut. Crazy underwear.
Oh no, what is he doing here? All right, just keep playing. You'll get through this, you'll be fine.
Damn it, what? Damn it, bones.
Okay, thank you. And as always, no one talked to me after the show.
Hey.
Hey.
I was just passing by and saw you were playing tonight. It's kind of cool seeing you up there.
Yeah, well. Yeah. Mm. Whoa, hey, what's going on here?
Who's this guy?
I don't know. He just started kissing me. Get him, Vince.
What?
What?
Yeah, okay, I've been dating both of you. And it's been really horrible, because, you know, it's been a lot of fun for me. But I like you both. and I didn't know how to choose. So I'm sorry. I'm terrible. I'm a terrible person. I'm terrible.
Phoebe, relax. It's okay. I mean, we never said this was exclusive.
Yeah, neither did we. Give yourself a break.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we haven't been going out that long. Come on, we haven't even slept together yet.
You haven't?
You have?
Okay, well, this is none of my business.
I can't believe this. You slept with him?
Well, I made you a candlelight dinner in the park.
You know, Phoebe, I'm going to make this real easy for you.
Well, that could have been really awkward.
You made him a candlelight dinner in the park?
Yeah, but I can do that for you. I'm going to do that for you.
Yeah, I can't believe I ever went out with somebody who would actually have an open flame in the middle of a wooded area.
Everything's going to be all right. Okay, Dick?
Hello, I am Guru Saj. Whoa! It's supposed to be a duck, right? Because otherwise, this is way out of my league.
Yeah, he's got a really bad cough, and our vet, he can't do anything about it. Is there something you can do?
Let me see. Do you think you could get him to eat a bat?